Chapter 35. Plucking the Pigeon. Sitting in the third-floor room of the accommodation house with Edgar, Pierce finished his cigar and sat up in his chair. "We are very lucky," he said finally.
"Lucky? Lucky to have Jackson on, Nancy, 5 days before the pool?"
"Yes, lucky," Pierce said.
"What if Willie blew?
He'd tell them we knocked over the London Bridge terminus. I doubt he'd blow so much right off. He'd likely tickle them for a bigger push."
An informant was in the habit of letting out information bit by bit, with a bribe from the police at each step.
"Yes," Pierce said, "but we must take the chance that he did. Now that's why we're lucky."
"Where's the luck, then?" Edgar said.
"In the fact that London Bridge is the only station in the city with two lines operating from it, the Southeastern and the London and Greenwich."
"Aye, that's so,"
Edgar said with a puzzled look. "We need a bone nose to blow on us," Pierce said.
"You giving the crushers a slump?"
"They must have something to keep them busy," Pierce said. "In 5 days' time, we'll pull the Peters on that train, and I don't want the crushers around to watch."
"Where do you want them?"
"I was thinking of Greenwich," Pierce said. "It would be pleasant if they were in Greenwich."
"So you're needing a bone nose to pass on the slang?"
"Yes," Pierce said.
Edgar thought for a moment.
"There's a dime up, Lucinda, in Seven Dials. They say she knows one or two Miltonians. Dabs it up with them whenever they pinch her, which is often, seeing as how they like the dabbing."
"No," Pierce said. "They wouldn't believe a woman. It looked like a feed to them."
"Well, there's Black Dick, the turfite. Know him? He's a Jew to be found about the Queen's Crown of an evening."
"I know him," Pierce nodded. "Black Dick's a Lushington, too fond of his gin. I need a true bone nose, a man of the family."
"A man of the family? Then Choky Bill would do you proper."